News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And Garda Síochána has announced the extension of their pilot program for the use of tasers. It's going to be extended through the rest of the year and expanded to include Limerick. Some Dublin Gardaí as well as Waterford are currently partaking in the pilot, and it has seen tasers used 15 times since last December, three uses of which resulted in the taser being discharged, not just drawn. So is the extension and use of tasers welcome? Well, joining me to discuss this, I have retired Garda Sergeant and local peace commissioner in Donegal, Christy Galligan, and Dr. Lucy Michael, who is principal investigator at Lucy Michael Research, Training and Consultancy. And Lucy, let me start with you. Your concerns about the extension of this pilot programme are what?
Well, good morning. Thanks for speaking with me. I think when we spoke back in January, we were talking about human rights concerns around the protocol, how the pilot's being set out, how it'll be evaluated, both in terms of the impact on Gardaí as well as on the people that they meet, as well as wider issues around trust. We can talk a bit more about that. But I think primarily people experiencing mental health crisis. We saw that 20% of the taser uses were already on people with mental health crisis, children and pregnant people. And these are areas of real human rights concern, and we haven't seen them addressed adequately. We haven't seen a published protocol for the pilot. We don't even know if the Minister for Justice was given one, despite multiple eructive questions on to that point by elected representatives. So I think there's lots of questions that are outstanding from the original pilot that haven't been answered, not least, what's the extension, the justification for the extension?
Sorry, and the core thrust of your concern then, Lucy, is what? That tasers will be deployed in inappropriate settings or deployed and cause harm to people?
Well, that's right. The international evidence from research journals like Science, Nature, Policing Practice and Policy all show that there are heightened human rights concerns, including fatalities, miscarriages and other impacts on particularly vulnerable communities. So there's one is the direct physical injury and mental harm to people who come into contact with guards using tasers. And the international evidence is very divided on this. A lot of the taser rollouts, electroshock weapon rollouts, are based on studies done 25 years ago or more, whereas actually studies that have come out between 2021 and 2026 show that, for example, in England and Wales, tasers were used more than 3,000 times on people between 11 and 17, which was not anticipated in their original pilot or rollout, but became normal practice. People experiencing mental health crises are 80% more likely to experience taser usage.
Well, let me bring in Christy Galligan on that, retired Garda Sergeant and local peace commissioner. The issue being there, Christy, that you end up in a situation where issues that might have been resolved non-violently end up being resolved using a taser, with possibly massively deleterious impact on people who should never be tased in the first place.
Yes, I can understand what your caller, Dr. Lucy, was talking about there, there are issues, and I've looked at the studies both in the University of Cambridge, Scotland, and then San Jose in America, and they talk about the issue of tasers in the use of for people with mental health problems or other, and the overuse of tasers in certain situations. I like to think that the Gardaí, and I've been part of that force for a couple of decades, that the use of force is a last resort. We come up against fairly volatile and violent situations, and I know in the recent years, especially in Dublin and areas like that, where they've had to deal with very violent situations, and Gardaí are the front line, a very thin line between what can happen on the street and anarchy, really, at the end of the day. And I think the use of force is usually proportionate, and we like to think that we use our verbal skills first before we use any form of force.
But Christy, sorry, not wishing to disparage any sworn members of the force, but does it not go to changing somebody's attitude? If you know you're facing a potentially violent individual and where this is going to end up is with a physical confrontation, you do a lot to avoid the physical confrontation. If you know that where it ends up is you draw a taser and you just shoot them with it, does that not change the character of the interaction?
It certainly does, but it's usually a graduated response. I mean, it's not just about using a taser and that's it. And I think it's always a graduated response with the Garda Síochána, and I like to think that there is a graduated response, and it still is today. And we police by consent, and I like to think that the Garda Síochána does that very well, and one of the few police forces, unarmed police forces, as I see it, that uses the graduated response. And I think when we look at all of what is happening, especially today, we're living in a very volatile situation, or a very volatile world at the present moment in time. And you talk about extremism and everything else. And, you know, the Gardaí, you know, have always trying to use a graduated response in with regards to volatility and on our streets and public order incidents. But the operational audits that tasers often work without being fired, there's a substantial number of encounters, and there will be a substantial number of encounters where simply drawing the weapon and illuminating it with a laser it resolves a conflict.
Well, that's what I want to put to Lucy Michael. Lucy, if we cast our mind back to the Dublin riots, people will remember the footage of that guard being chased across O'Connell Bridge, and the sense that if he lost his footing, he was in huge personal danger. In incidences like that, where it is the guard who is at risk, does having a taser not give them a capacity to back people off that they can't do in another way?
Unfortunately, the use of tasers is quite specific, and the training that gets rolled out, I mean, this is an electroshock weapon that has to be used at a specific distance from the person. It has to be used in quite a controlled environment. In that sort of situation, it's not going to be of any use to the person who's being pursued. And, you know, and you'd feel, you know, of course we're concerned for the people who protect our safety. And the point is to say, you know, the Sergeant Galligan, you know, knows full well how important police community trust is. And there's always those, you know, horrendous situations like the riots where so many people were under threat. You know, people that I work with day in, day out were hiding and fearful of their lives during that, you know, not just the Gardaí. But in day-to-day policing, what we're seeing is a pilot being rolled out that doesn't necessarily tell us of those 15 times when the taser was used, drawn, as it were, how many of those would have resulted in some other kind of outcome. And I think that's what we're asking about the pilot is what exactly is being evaluated and what are the benchmarks? Because we want to keep what Sergeant Galligan says is so important about an Garda Síochána, which
Lucy.
Is high trust.
Lucy, thank you very much. Dr. Lucy Michael, Principal Investigator at Lucy Michael Research, Training and Consultancy. And thank you also to Christy Galligan, retired Garda Sergeant and local Peace Commissioner.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.